Everything that we have heard so far this morning has been based on one very important and profound truth, and that is knowing God, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ in a very personal way, knowing Him as a friend. We sang in the beginning, Jesus, what a friend for sinners. And then the remaining verses of that song speak of Him as a strength in weakness, as a help in sorrow, as a guide and a keeper. And it strikes me that we are a privileged people here this morning, all of us who have the insight, the knowledge, the heart knowledge of knowing Jesus as that person who can be all things to us. I'm often not exercised, but I often give great thought to the fact that I have come to know the Lord Jesus when so many other people have never seen the light and broken through. Along with Sister Eleanor, I have many relatives in Germany, almost all cousins. My aunts and uncles are mostly deceased, but these are good people. They're hardworking people. They're good citizens. They obey the laws of their land, and they have a lot of good about them. But when you try and speak to them about the Lord, they are pretty much self-satisfied with going to church a couple of times in their life, and hopefully being buried with a religious ceremony, but they don't have that knowledge, that personal knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And that has always struck me as all, what made the difference in my life? Why was it that God was able to break through and to reveal Himself to me? Of course, it has to do a lot with my parents and the way in which we were brought up, but I think it goes way beyond that. I think it goes to the core of God's drawing us to Himself. He told His disciples on one occasion, just before He went to the cross, He said, ye have not chosen me, I've chosen you, and I've ordained you, I've set you apart to bear fruit. And even in the passage that Brother John read earlier about worshiping in spirit and in truth, the woman that those words were spoken to, she entered into a personal knowledge of the Lord Jesus. She went and told her friends, He told me everything about my life. She realized that here was a person that knew her every thought, every action, everything about her, and that drew her to Him. Later on, when many of the followers of the Lord Jesus abandoned Him, and the Lord turned to His disciples and He said, are you going to leave also? And Peter said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast words of eternal life. So many people, millions of people in the world, don't recognize that the Lord Jesus has words of eternal life. And yet here we are, small in number, but all of us, God has done a work in our hearts, and we ought to be eternally grateful that we have been given that sight, that we have been awakened, we have been drawn to Him. Later on, after the resurrection, the Lord appeared to Thomas, and you remember how when he saw the reality of the resurrection, his testimony was, my Lord and my God. He had become very dear to Thomas and very real to him. And that's what the Lord is to us here this morning. It's why we can worship Him as we do, and why our hearts are drawn to Him and why these promises in the Word of God have such meaning to us, and why His faithfulness is such a powerful influence in our lives, because we have come to know the Lord Jesus in a very personal and real way. And that is a treasure, that is a reality, a truth that we ought never to minimize or make light of or trivialize. We've been chosen by God, we've been blessed by God, we've been called by God, we've been strengthened by God, and He's become a very dear friend to us. One song says, "I have found a friend, oh, such a friend." Have you found that friend? Found a friend, oh, such a friend. He loved me ere I knew Him. He drew me with the cords of love, and thus He bound me to Him. I think it's a great privilege that we know Him as our friend. And I think we ought to treasure that, and our hearts ought to respond, as they have been. They have been. I sense that. And it's a pleasure and a joy to be among people who know the Lord Jesus and know how to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And I'm so glad to be here this morning to join with you, to bless God and to praise Him, and to return our appreciation to Him, our affection to Him in this way.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord.
Would you stand and let's sing hymn number 1 in your red hymnals. This is the song in your camp devotional. That's our devotion for the day. And in your devotional, if you do have this, staffers, there are other verses added that are not in the hymnal that we're singing this morning, and you don't want to miss those verses. And so later you can sing them to yourself or to your roommate or in your head, and you'll all be blessed. So don't miss out on the extra verses that are not in the hymnal. Hymn number 1, and then our ushers can come and receive our offering this morning. the Lord. Hallelujah.